Thank you for joining us today at A View Beyond the Ordinary. I'm your host, Jolene Lenz. I interview some courageous souls who share their extraordinary story with the goal of helping us pursue our bliss. Let's get started and tune in. Today's focus is going to be on the hook of perfectionism. I know at times this hook gets me, and I know it's on the rise, so I want to really look at this today, and this will be more of a mini-sode. And perfectionism is not about getting it right or striving to do your best. It's really about setting unrealistic standards. Perfectionism keeps us from moving ahead, and its hook can keep us from pursuing our dreams. Julia Cameron, the author of The Artist's Way, says that perfectionism is a loop, an obsessive, debilitating, closed system that causes you to get stuck in the details of what you're writing or painting or making and to lose sight of the whole. The perfectionist is never satisfied. I agree. Perfectionism is not a quest to do our best, but rather fear that we may be discovered for our flaws and our weaknesses. What if we have an unconscious belief that we are not good enough? And perfectionism can become, at times, an uncomfortable, unhealthy habit and create even more anxiety. After all, it's scary being judged. The fear of failure can keep us from starting that new project or idea that we've been pondering. And especially with the consistent pressure of social media's flawless storylines, pictures, and the pressure to keep up with the Joneses next door, no wonder perfectionism is on the rise. So how can we look, or I should say, how can we let go of perfectionism hook that has its hold on us? I believe the first thing is to admit that we suffer from a dose of it. So not being in denial, but just observing ourselves. And from my perspective, self-awareness is that first step. What is its hold on you? So look at maybe what fear it is that you have directly. Next, begin to isolate your inner critic, that negative self-talk that believes you need to prove yourself. When it arises, just notice it. And I've learned to turn it around. When this occurs, I actually utilize a resource, a Byron Katie book called Loving What Is. She offers an incredible, powerful exercise, which she calls the work. And again, that's the work to help with this. And you can Google it or check out her book. But it has been an incredible tool to help me look at what belief or fear I'm hanging on to. Also, taking a break from social media can be healthy. And surrounding ourselves with individuals who we trust, that embrace all of us just for who we are, that also have the courage to take risk. I think that's a time to, you know, surround yourself with those type of people, even if it's one. I have also found for fun, just watch and observe children, especially young children, preschool age or two, three, four, before we influence them and our culture tells them, you know, they need to be better. But if you really take the time, and I did a project once where I videoed with another gal, we did a course on it, but we filmed kids doing an art exercise, and then we filmed adults doing the same art exercise where they drew one another. And it's interesting when you go around and you observe and listen to children, the beautiful statements that they made, and we captured, you know, they were just raw and didn't see any flaws in their work, and they were so proud of what they put down on paper, even if it was stick figures, where us as adults, when we went around and observed them, wow, what a difference. A lot of negative self-talk. Oh, look, I can't draw. I'm not good enough. I'm not a great artist. Just all the different labels and negative self-talk, we say. So I would encourage you to, just for fun, really observe small children and how they interact. And I think there is a reason it says in the Bible we are to be like you know, children again. Also, redefine the meaning of failure. When we really look at the meaning of failure, I think when we redefine it, let go of what the outcome is. Focus really on the effort you're putting forth. That's all we have control over anyway. And enjoying the process and being present in that moment, that's really helpful. Every day I try to remind myself, and I did some sales training through Sandler years ago, and really what they helped reinforce is that we are all tens. We're all tens, all of us, no matter if you're Tiger Woods, you're Jolene Lenz, whatever, you know, whatever job you have, it doesn't matter. We're not here on accident. We each have a purpose, and our worth is not defined by what we do. I think when we're really true to ourselves and remember that our mistakes don't make us any less or better than anybody else, and that we're still a 10, after all, we are a divine God's creature. That is one of my activities that's helped tremendously. The next and most powerful step after all of this is to take action. And this will require, you know, tremendous courage and vulnerability. Be gentle and kind to yourself, as failures and mistakes are part of the process and not obstacles. They actually will help us navigate our destination. And we can't ever be great at anything until we get started and just take that daily step and remember to have fun with it and laugh at ourselves. We make mistakes. We're human. Ultimately, taking action is the most powerful remedy of all. And on that note, I want to just say thank you all. Here is to letting go of that perfectionism hook and being human. Thank you all for joining us in this journey today. We are so grateful that you're here. And if you would like to connect to one of the guests, I always share their information in the show notes on my website, which is jolenelenz.com. That's JOLINELENZ. And don't forget to also subscribe to the podcast. I'd certainly appreciate that. And I'm wishing you all much joy and fulfillment in your path ahead. Cheers, everybody.